Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Seth David and Jessica Lee Mayfield are here to sing the songs of the lead Elliott Smith, whose work they recently covered on their new album together. Seth and Scott Avid are, of course, the Avid brothers. Seth has been friends with the Ohio-based singer-songwriter Mayfield for years, and the two discovered their mutual infatuation with Elliott Smith. The two performed for us on stage at World Cafe Live and began with the Smith song, A Fond Farewell to a Friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Baby Britain feels the best, floating over a sea of vodka, separated from the rest. Fights problems with bigger problems, sees the ocean fall and rise, counts the waves that somehow didn't hit her, water pouring from her eyes. Alcoholic and very bitter, for someone half as smart, you'd be a work of art. You put yourself apart. I can't help until start. We knocked another couple back, dead soldiers lined up on the table, still prepared for an attack. They didn't know they'd been disabled. I felt a wave of Russian blood. You won't be happy till the bottle's broken. You
safe and sound. No matter what you keep repeating, and nothing's gonna drag me down to a death that's not worth cheating for someone half as smart. You'd be a work of art. You put yourself apart. I can't help until you start for someone half as smart. You'd be a work of art. You put yourself apart.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jessica Lee Mayfield and Seth Avett, and we cannot ignore on the bass Paul DeFiglia.
That's right. The unignorable Paul DeFiglia, we call him sometimes.
Because he's there.
That's right.
Well, let's find out about some beginnings. First of all, how did you two meet?
We met probably, I guess, in 2006 at the Kent stage in my hometown. That was the first time I had ever opened for them. I was probably 16. And then I had opened quite a few more shows for them, but I don't think he and I really became friends until like 2009.
Yeah, until that time we were enemies. We were sworn enemies until about 2009. And then something just switched. I'm not sure when we found out we had Elliott Smith in common. And
we liked Elliott Smith and cats.
Yeah, right.
Quit trying to fight each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how did you find out you both liked Elliott?
One of my theories is that when I adopted my dog, I think that's when it might have happened, because I think I probably called him and was like, I got a dog.
And I said, what's your puppy's name?
Said Elliott, and he was like, after Elliott Smith.
As a joke. Like,
actually, yeah, and then from there, it kind of, we just started geeking out, talking about Elliott Smith records, and since then, I don't think me and him can be in a room together without talking about Elliott Smith, even before this project even started. It was,
yeah, it's like we wouldn't see each other for 6 months, and I'd walk in the room, and she'd be like, what about when the drums come in on that one song? Like, the first thing she says, I'm like, oh, I love that part, it's great.
Seth, what was your first hearing of Elliott Smith?
I had a close friend in college. I was in school in Charlotte, at UNC Charlotte, and a good buddy of mine, this is maybe 98, 99, he was learning to play guitar, was trying to learn how to play guitar, and he knew I played, and he asked if I would help him transcribe a song from a songwriter that he loved, a guy named Elliott Smith, and he gave me a cassette tape with Say Yes on it. I helped him figure out Say Yes, and I was introduced to his music and introduced to the misleading complexity of his music. It sounds simple, and then when you start transcribing it, it becomes more and more difficult. But yeah, that was around 98 or 99.
That's a great way to describe it, but the lyrics are that way as well. Oh my
God.
No doubt.
Yeah, and I've been really aware recently, we talked about this some, about how bold and courageous and unguarded the lyrics are, top to bottom, and yet the vocal delivery is, you know, it's hushed and whispered, you know, and it's an interesting sort of dichotomy to have such confident lyricism and then such withdrawn sort of vocal approach. But that's among many interesting things about his recordings.
Elliott died in 2003, so I was reading, Jessica, that you actually discovered him after he was no longer with us.
Yeah, and I didn't know that until I went to go look for more of his music and to go, I wanted to see a show. I had to hear more, and the first time I had heard him was somebody else was covering him, too, which was interesting, and I really didn't like any of the original songs this person was playing, and then they covered Elliott Smith, and I was like, whoa, what is that? That's great, and then I just had to find more, and I was completely devastated that what was there was all that was there, you know.
Right. Well, all this has led to you collaborating and doing this, which I understand took many years, because I mean, obviously, you both have your own things going on.
Right.
Did you get together in the same studios a lot, or how did it actually happen?
Sort of. We started recording it in my little studio, kind of in a kind of a garage kind of type building. For some reason, it felt really right to approach this early on as something that didn't feel official, you know. So very, you know, really no one knew about it at all outside of Jessica and I for quite a long time. There was no label, even knowledge of it. So
we didn't have any set plans for it
for years, for a couple of years probably. It was kind of a conceptual thing. Well, maybe one day this will become a record, but it was more or less like, let's get together and learn the songs and record them some. But yeah, we recorded a little bit at my place and then a little bit in Jessica's living room, I guess, sort of.
Yeah.
and then we finished it out when we started really talking in a real way about it being a record that we would share with people. We said, all right, we should have one session in a real studio where we, you know, really put it together, put the finishing touches on it, and we finished it in Asheville, North Carolina, at Echo Mountain Recording Studios.
We're really, really happy today that Seth Avid and Jessica Lee Mayfield have joined us. And what do you all want to do next?
Yeah, we making the record was one thing, and then touring in support of it was another, and we wanted to share some different things on the stage. And one thing that seemed to make sense was, as we learned Elliott Smith songs, learned a little bit about his life, very small bit about his life, we also learned about some of his influences, and we found that there were some common grounds there. This is a Bob Dylan song.
Nobody feels any pain tonight as I stand inside the rain. Everybody knows baby's got new clothes, but lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls. All she takes, just like a woman, yes, she does. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does. And she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. Queen Mary, well, she's my friend. Yes, I believe I'll go and see her again. Nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she like all the rest, with her fog, her amphetamine, and her pearls. All she takes, just like a woman. Yes, she does. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does. And she just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. It was raining from the first, and I was dying out of thirst. Stay in here, no. Ain't it clear that
Yes, I believe it's time for us to quit. When we meet again, introduce as friends. Please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. All you take, just like a woman. Yes, you do, you make love, just like a woman. Yes, you do, and you ain't, just like a woman. But you break, just like a little girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're hearing music today from Seth David and Jessica Lee Mayfield sing Elliott Smith and Bob Dylan. I would love if you could talk a little bit, because I'm not as familiar with it, about his posthumous album, From a Basement on a Hill, because sure. You do a lot of songs from it, and it seems like a strong influence on you guys.
Certainly, yeah. I think 4 of the 12 are from A Basement on the Hill. I think, for whatever reason, Jessica and I both, we gravitate towards that one maybe a bit, or have in the past a little more than others. I think the complexity I mentioned earlier, the stuff he was doing at the end of his life seems very developed. That, like, a cumulative vision, it becomes so three-dimensional.
I know you and I have talked about, like, with that album, it also opens up your imagination to what he might be doing now. I mean,
right.
Could you only imagine with what he was working on then, like
right.
where and how advanced that was, you know,
yeah.
where his mind was at creatively. I can't even imagine.
Right. It seems like it's some sort of, it's like a preview to what might have been, in a way. The early discussions we had about his music were based around the work he was doing at the end of his life.
Mm.
And it's weird. I've talked to a lot of Elliott Smith fans that don't like that record at all. It's really interesting. I mean, it's if you like the really, you know, the more broken down kind of sparse stuff, I can see that not being as attractive to you. But it comes off to me, and I think to us, as clearly the most developed work he had done up to that point.
And how did you pick what to put on the album and what to leave off? Did you record others that aren't on
there
here?
There were a few, and there were different versions of songs that kind of, we just, you know, it started with personal favorites and then seeing like what felt more natural.
We did, as we got nearer the end of the process, there was some attention on, okay, this looks like something that we're gonna put out there in the world. We need to listen to the voices that are telling us to try to represent a few chapters here, you know. It made sense to have a little more attention towards what's not just our favorites, but also, you know, let's get something from this time period. Let's look at, you know, let's look at the concentrated work from the figure eight time, from this time, from that time. And so there was a lot of consideration, but not much overthinking.
Well, do you want to do one that maybe didn't make it onto the record?
We would love to. Yeah, this is Miss Misery.
3 and 4 and
I'll fake it through the day with some help. Johnny Walker is in the poison rain down the drain to put bad thoughts in my head. 2 tickets torn in half and a lot of nothing to do. Do you miss me? Say you do.
Hey, thank you guys so much. Congratulations on this record, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, David.
Seth David and Jessica Lee Mayfield.
Thank you.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.